Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Coming back for a second time is Greg Peters, the co-founder and CEO at Better Healthcare, formerly known as Better PT, last time he was on the podcast. Greg, how are you today?
Great, Jared. How are you, man? Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm glad I didn't mess up the intro too. I had an episode the other day where we had to do like six takes because my mouth was going so much faster than my head, and it was crazy. So I guess that means we're comfortable with each other.
Absolutely.
Well, excited to have you back. There was a reason we wanted to have you back beyond just that it's really fun to talk with you, but you alluded to this last time you were on the podcast when it was Better PT, you were going through a rebranding process. Can you talk us through, well, first give us like the quick 1 minute snapshot of your background, just in case people haven't listened to the first episode, and then we'll talk about Better Healthcare.
Sure. Yeah. My background's in health, wellness, and hospitality. Basically spent the majority of my early years treating folks in an athletic training center in an integrated health model. Became obsessed with the idea that we could manage people's health better by providing access to services when they needed it. That obsession took me into technology and really the quest that I'm on today, which is really how do we improve access to healthcare for all patients? And can we leverage and facilitate that through kind of modern technology? So here we are. So started Better PT in 2017 with the idea of really servicing the group of folks that I think are the greatest in healthcare, which are the physical therapists. They don't get enough credit for what they really do and how they really impact people's lives. We started there because they needed technology. They needed a better way to bring patients in the door from their referral sources, through their acquisition strategies, but also to managing networks of patients who were coming for multiple visits, for course of care. All while we were doing that, Jared, we always knew that if we were able to help this community, there would be an opportunity to take our technology and our learnings and our success and validation to other verticals in healthcare. And that really sparked the idea of becoming Better Healthcare. So we're really excited about that transformation from Better PT to Better Healthcare. We are sticking to PT and all those folks. We are not leaving you. We were just going to enhance the experience and continue to double down on all the great stuff that we're delivering there. But we really believe in standardizing access for healthcare. We believe that every person deserves to have a seamless experience in what we're calling the first mile of their journey. And we feel really good about it and just super excited, Jared. We've come a long way. Healthcare is not easy. It's a long way up and we're still pushing the ball up the hill, but there's some light. We're getting close.
I love it, Greg. And really like the new rebrand. Did you have to fight anyone for the domain or did you already have that?
Oh, that was a battle. I mean, we're always battling to get, I think we landed on betterhealthcare.co. We're not rich enough to get .com yet. I will say maybe that's the next podcast, the successful, grab of .com. But I think from a kind of using it, the way we're using it and how we're thinking about it, I think people are really excited for us. And that's what we've kind of experienced in the last couple of weeks once we announced it.
Well, one of the things I want to kind of focus in on too is you and I, and really before we started recording today, we were talking about how like we feel like it feels like healthcare is finally starting to really change, right? Like it seems like over the next 2 to 5 years, we're going to see so much more change than we did in even the last 10 years alone, right? And I think a lot of that had to do with the pandemic pushing kind of digital health forward continuously, especially the telehealth. But also you're looking at like remote patient monitoring and how that area is expanding as well, what you're doing. So let's talk a little bit more about why in your mind you feel like healthcare is finally changing.
Yeah, great question. I mean, I honestly think it's because the patient is finally back in the center. And if you think about technology and other kind of innovation, it's always landed on the provider side or the institution side. And sometimes that's not necessarily beneficial to the patient experience, and nor is it really listening to the patient. Doesn't mean it's not helping the patient, but it's really not viewed as something that's patient-centric. I think for the first time in a really long time, the pandemic has really pushed people at the center of all things. And we could talk about diversity and equality and all those things that are happening around us every day, but healthcare too is now listening to the people. because they're really important for many, many reasons. So I think that there's just this newfound initiative to put that patient or patients at the center of the equation and really focus on making them better. That's what healthcare is for. And really focused on how we do that and each step of that journey for a patient, because not all two patients are made the same. And we need to make sure that we're helping everybody. It can't just be one-sided. So I think we're seeing momentum now because there's such a strong voice from the patient saying, hey, don't forget about me. I deserve the same level of care as this person next door.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's great to see that. I mean, go figure, right? In healthcare, the patient is important, and it's crazy how sometimes it seems like in years past that is often forgotten. So it's nice to see that the patient and people in general, right, are becoming more of a focal point as they should be. Let's talk about some other exciting news now too. You've recently announced an integration partnership with Yext. Can you talk, can you give us obviously the quick snapshot for those who haven't heard of Yext, although I think everyone's heard of them. They might not always know exactly what they do, but it'll become clear once you explain it, and then talk us through what this integration partnership means.
Sure, yeah, we're really excited, and Yext is an awesome organization. I mean, some of the people inside are just so smart, so ahead. So Yext is the leader of really like search and answer and reputation management. You know, they have a really big footprint in healthcare and financial services, and the initiative really was to help them continue to deliver value to their end user, right? And so when you think about what their end user is, it really truly is the patient looking for care. And really Yext guides them through that process of finding the kind of the care that they need. And then our better access platform really is what people use. It's that really the hook, right? So we help bring that patient who has now successfully found out where they need to go. And now we get them to make that appointment. And then we deliver that information back into the provider. So it's really this great complement to what they already do and what they're already the best at, but really sinking our teeth into the importance of getting the patient in the door, right? It's one thing to deliver the information, say, hey, you got to go see this person. That's another thing to actually give them that incredible experience and the ease of scheduling that first appointment with all their information and remove that friction. So it stays exactly in line with what our mission is, which is to facilitate access, right? And remove friction to healthcare services. So really excited. Like I said, they've been great to work with. Our integration is awesome. There's a data integration as well. We're big into data and really giving insights to the behavior of the patient and the patient journey. So, you know, a lot of good things ahead for us. And, you know, just it's really a testament to my team, my engineers, my CTO, and also our front of the house who really worked hard to develop the relationship with the Yext leadership.
It'll be really interesting to see how that relationship continues to grow, but it is a great relationship to have. And I think it'll be very important to continue creating a better healthcare, right? So again, love the name, great choice. As we wrap up, I'd love if you could share kind of what's next for the company, and then we'll talk about. Hopefully, we can have you back on again soon.
Yeah, we're good news. We're growing, and we're really trying to spread our wings and really get out there into more verticals that we see the opportunity to bring our better access platform in. So, it's really it's going to be an incredible sales initiative, outreach. We have great partners that we'll be announcing soon that are coming on board. So we really look at the next, you know, 12 to 18 months of just, you know, spreading the good news about better healthcare, continuing to educate people on the importance of access and patient experience and making things easy for the patient, and just continue to bring positivity to healthcare, Jared. We love making a difference in what we do and being the best at what we're doing, but we know that if we can get a patient through the door, they're hopefully getting better or they're getting what they need. So it's a good mission, man.
Love it. Well, hey, Greg, thanks so much again for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. Look forward to having you on again very soon.
Thanks, Chad. Talk soon.
Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.